Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
You're listening to Adam Carriker on The Ticket on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Really loud. I was that. You could actually, once again, here on 93.7 The Ticket, we do have Adam Carriker on The Ticket, but Adam is not here today because he has a birthday, a 40th birthday. So congratulations to Adam. 40 is it's the new 30, right? I think that's what people say.
So what is 30?
It's the new 25.
I don't feel 25.
Oh, I think 30 is, yeah.
30 is just 30.
30 is the age where you start to kind of start feeling 30. So I don't think 30 can be a new thing is because it's kind of an experience in of itself.
I don't like this. I don't like this at all.
That's right. Speaking of that, well, there's nothing. This has no transition whatsoever. But
not at all.
But I did want to get to the text line because there was a few thoughts. We were talking about Joel Klatt, his prediction for Nebraska has him at number 22 in his post-spring top 25. We'll see if that makes it to the pre-fall top 25, which you would think that it would. I don't know what's going on, what's going to be a difference in there, but just a little bit of roasting for us. But Wet Blanket says, just watch the Klatt video. College football championship game incoming. Eh, well,
no.
It does get me excited there.
Stop. Don't.
That wasn't Wet Blanket. Wet Blanket actually
just said. Downtown Scott.
That was Downtown Scott. Wet Blanket said, just tune in and heard talk of 8 and 10 wins must be May on the ticket.
Blame Joel Klatt. It's all Joel Klatt's fault. He's the one that said it. He said, I could see Nebraska 8-9 win. Don't, Joel. Don't do that. You're Colorado guy.
Yeah,
he's don't compliment Nebraska.
Supposed to hate Nebraska.
How dare you? He has a strange affinity for Nebraska.
He does, and I appreciate it. He has a respect for Nebraska, I think, which is fair.
We don't need your respect.
I think we appreciate his respect. Again, he is a powerful voice in college football.
Well, tell him to be right.
Well, I hope he is right this time.
Be right, all right? That's it. That's all I ask. Just be right.
If Nebraska does climb the ranks and get to the top 25 this year, it will be without Demetrius Bell. As Matt Rhule spoke on Saturday to Husker Online, said that injury will keep him out for the season. Bly Hill's injury less severe, he should be on track to be back in the fall. That doesn't necessarily mean the beginning of fall, so we'll kind of see there. But how big of a loss do you think Demetrius Bell is? He was getting some good reports coming out of camp. They've got some, small, shifty guys like, his body style, his frame, to fill his spot. But I do think it is a little bit of a loss because he was getting good reviews coming out of camp and looked pretty good in the spring game for the short amount of time he had.
Yeah, the little bit of time that we were able to actually see him, he looked like he was going to produce a little bit for Nebraska. But I think the depth of the wide receiver room, regardless of the unknown skill, unknown talent for some of those guys, which I feel like Demetrius Bell was one of those guys where you heard a lot coming out of camp, but you weren't exactly sure because you haven't seen him play before for Nebraska or play all that much for Nebraska, where it was still unknown. So I think the depth and the talent, potential talent that they have in that wide receiver room will be able to cover up for the loss of Demetrius Bell, although you don't know what he would have been able to offer you or if anybody is actually able to simulate what he would have been able to give you. But I believe that with the amount of bodies that they have in there and the, healthy return of Malachi, that they'll be able to withstand the loss of Demetrius.
The wide receiver room is weird. it's weird, right? It doesn't, it's there's a lot of different bodies in there, but you feel very comfortable with it, especially for me, at least coming out of the spring game. And just, as you know, with Dylan Raiola back there, a guy that can sling it around.
I was going to say, does the wide receiver room interest you more because you have a quarterback that you know will be able to get them the ball?
Oh, absolutely. I think your excitement...
No disrespect to Heinrich.
Yeah, your excitement for the wide receiver room wouldn't be quite the same if it was pretty much... again, no disrespect to a lot of quarterbacks over the years. It's just, you know, Dylan's a passing quarterback. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, Nebraska hasn't had that too much. Maybe you would be excited preseason with Tanner Lee, but not once you got to the season.
Hey, shorts and a t-shirt, that man can sling it.
That's right. But... You know, so, but it is tough to tell. Like, if I ask you who's going to be the leading receiver for this team, I mean, you can have an answer, but you're not, like, I don't think you're necessarily. A lot of people think Isaiah Nair, Jamal Banks would probably be some of your top names out there.
Isaiah Garcia Castaneda, Jalen Lloyd, Malachi Coleman, Jaden Doss.
Yeah. Like, Ja'Cory Barney looked good.
You got a ton of bodies in there.
Yeah.
Alex Bullock. Hey, sure hands.
Yeah.
One of the, what they say last year, that he ran the best routes and he had the best hands in the wide receiver room. So
he's the only one to catch a touchdown pass from Jeff Sims last year. Hey, that was a tough thing to do.
That's something. He's the only one.
Yeah.
And then you add to that, if you just go pass catchers, the tight end room, like, it's just a ton of weapons to spread the ball between for a quarterback whose skill set you haven't seen a lot from Nebraska quarterbacks.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit Hims.com/Hail Mary. That's Hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. Hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
In the past leading up to now.
Yeah. Did you, and I don't know if I've talked to you specifically about the spring game. I thought Dylan looked like a seasoned vet out there. I mean, we talk about a freshman starting. Mm-hmm. Again, he just looked like in command. Not, you know, when he was missing, he was barely missing or missing in the right spots.
He was missing in the spots.
The backs couldn't get it.
Yeah, he's missing in the spots that you want him to miss it.
Right.
Like, it's not, oh, that's a miss and a pick. It's a miss and it's incomplete.
Yeah.
Like, okay, you take an incompletion over a pick, obviously.
Absolutely. And of course, the one pick was tipped up, so it hit the receiver's
hands.
And
he took blame for that. He said, yeah. "I gotta put that
and
in a better
throw
spot."
He did a little bit behind him, but it still did hit him in the hands. So
you touch it, you catch it. Them's the rules. Yeah.
What do you think as far as, like, you know, I'm a traditional run the ball guy, but I understand talent. You know, the talent that you have. I'm more of a coach to the talent on your roster than a specific philosophy guy. But I do think there's a chance, and we'll see, because Matt Rhule said going into the spring game, we know we can run. We're gonna want to see what our passing game looks like. So we didn't, you know, I think that was a bit of a showcase for the passing game more so than anything. If I said 60-40 run, you think that's going to happen, or you think it's more?
I don't know what the running back room is going to look like. I don't know who's going to be
there's
starting there. I guess if Dante Dowdell, with his body frame, body type, and then you mix in, you know, Ramir and just all the other running backs in the backfield there, 60-40 seems like it seems possible.
Yeah.
But if Raiola is, you know, everything he's cracked up to be, potentially closer to 50-50, because if you have somebody with that type of skill set, with the types of wide receivers, again, if they progress and are everything that they are, being talked about and everything that we hope they are, you're gonna want to keep them involved and you're gonna want to keep using the weapons that you have. So if it turns out to be a 50-50 split, would you be that upset?
I wouldn't be. I mean, I think there's a chance that this is kind of a heavy passing attack. Again, the numbers might kind of work out for you a little bit better. If you have a blowout, you're gonna run the ball a little bit more toward the end. And so I think a lot of teams are closer to the 60-40 because of that sort of thing than what their game plan is. And I think you could see something like that. But I do expect there to be more passing. And like you, I just don't know what the ground game is going to bring to you. There could be certain games where they're running over people, and yeah, you stick to it. I think overall, as a philosophy, I still do think that you're going to need a strong ground game to win in the Big Ten. I think power football is the way to go, and I think they're going to build that around this passing game that they have with Dylan Raiola. But if your passing game is your strength, and it might be this year, then yeah, I think you lean a little bit more into it.
I mean, that's something that they've mentioned before, is wanting to have a strong running game and wanting to run the ball more than they do pass it, and kind of being that hard-nosed, tough, gritty football team. So you could see them running the ball more, and if you're able to run the ball at a successful clip for a decent amount of yards per carry, that takes a ton of pressure off of your freshman quarterback. Again, if he's the starter, when he's the starter, however you want to put it, off of your freshman quarterback shoulders, where he knows he's not, when he makes throws, he's just going to have to make potentially the safer throws, but those throws should be more wide open, not wide open, but more open because of a successful running game and because of the ability to bring more bodies down into the box and kind of allow your wide receivers, the tight ends, to go one-on-one, or, you know, just deal with one high safety as opposed to the two, and see potentially less zone, more man-to-man, and be able to, depending on how advanced his eyes are and his reads are, being able to make those throws at a higher clip. You know, the ability to run the ball for Nebraska is just going to open up things, which everybody knows that. It's just going to open up things a lot more for Dylan Raiola. So you get that 60-40 split if you're running back, if you can find that potentially workhorse running back, or if you go running back by committee again, which I know you... Is that... No, yeah, you, no, you're fine with running back by committee.
I think, yeah, if you... If
yeah, you're okay with it. No, it's yeah. Sipple doesn't like running back by committee. He wants the workhorse. He wants the big horse. If you can find that guy, or if you can go running back by committee and still have a lot of success, I wouldn't mind the 60-40, although you know me, I want to see points on points on points. Yeah. I want Dylan just chucking it down the field and having Jalen Lloyd run under it. That's all I want.
Well, and I have said this before, I think Jalen Lloyd is due for a blowout year, and maybe the biggest benefactor of Dylan Lloyd or Dylan Raiola jumping on campus.
Dylan Lloyd. It's going to happen.
The Dylan Lloyd connection. That's right. We're going to take a quick break. I did want to ask you real quick, did you see how close the finishes were both in NASCAR and horse racing?
0.001 in NASCAR, and by the flare of a nostril.
Yes.
At the Kentucky Derby.
Mystic Dan. Getting the win. Have you ever lost a race or won a race by that, like that close?
Yes.
Do you remember?
Well, yeah. not that close, but yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So, I lost a race by 0.03 seconds once.
Mm. Did you practice your reach out at the end or anything after that?
No. I just said I need to be faster. I don't want it to be that close again.
It's gotta be tough.
I don't want close races. I just want to win. Yeah. I don't want it to go to a photo finish. Get on my face.
Is it better to lose in a blowout or lose close? It's kind of one of those situations.
It's tough either way.
Not good to lose.
Just don't lose. Yeah, that's it. Just don't lose.
All right, let's take a quick break. We'll talk a little bit about the Lincoln and Omaha connection that Matt Rhule wants to kind of clean up a little bit in Husker Nation. Also, Harper Murray in some troubles over the weekend. We'll do that coming up next year at 93.7 The Ticket.